We have some talkbacks to get to.
All right. Let's dive in and see who's been in touch with us. If you would like to join the voices that are heard here on KEXE, it's a pretty simple process. You just have to go out, observe, and make a simple recording of your notes and then send them to us, and we will be happy to play them on the air. Maybe you're a camp counselor somewhere and you'd like to get the voices of the campers out on air for people. Whatever the reason you have for getting out and sending us a note, we'd love to hear from you. Funding for our student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell. Our first report comes from our phenology reporter, our coordinator, Charlie Mitchell, who lives near Marine on St. Croix.
Good morning, John and Jennifer. This is Charlie reporting from the St. Croix River near Stillwater. We had some good soaking rains last week, and the river is running high and fast. All of the precipitation took down a birch tree along the riverbank on a neighbor's property, and yesterday the tree had washed downstream to settle on the river bottom near our place. It was a beautiful tree while it lived, arching over the river in a graceful manner and always filled with songbirds. We'll happily keep an eye on it in its new home, where we hope it will host plenty of muskrats and basking turtles. Other sightings along the Croix have included a juvenile great blue heron, plenty of swallows, and a roving raccoon. There are some daisies blooming, blue vervain, and the first of the Joe Pieweed in flower. At our place, we're seeing plenty of fledgling red-bellied woodpeckers, and our local house wren is busy feeding a growing brood. Meanwhile, another wren family sits on our newspaper mailbox atop a carefully constructed pile of twigs and eggs. Red baneberries are ripening, our crabapples are growing, and our Solomon seals are leaning over with the weight of their seeds. The basswood trees are blooming and perfuming the air with a delicate scent. It's a gorgeous time to be out, the mosquitoes are scarce, and I'm a happy camper. This has been Charlie Mitchell, going hither and thither on the St. Croix River.
Thank you, Charlie. The mosquitoes are out, and you know what? They are not, they're not bad. I mean, I have experienced much, much worse. And so I'm, even though the first half of the summer, well, all of June, went without a lot of mosquitoes at all to be noticed. Now, there are a few, but just a few. It's nothing compared to some years when you could clap your hands and kill five. It's a pretty easy summer so far. Deer flies are a little bit of a problem, but we will deal with them in their own fashion. Juvenile great blue herons and the swallows, roving raccoons, daisies blooming, blue vervain, and first Joe Pieweed in flower. Now, they are 160 miles south of us, and so it should be about 10 days before the pieweed blooms up here. I do not even see, looking at the pieweed that I'm looking at, I'm not even seeing flower buds yet, so it'll be a while before we have Joe Pieweed blooming here. Solomon seal is definitely in the berry stage even around here, but our berries are pretty green. Red baneberries are ripening. The basswood trees are perfuming the air with their delicate scent. And that is just beginning to happen up here. We are just moving into our basswood flowering season. So if you have a basswood, it's a good time to go stand downwind of it and enjoy the smell. Our next report comes from the Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade, Minnesota.
Hello, this is Finley
and Brecken from Four Corn Summer Camp at Long Lake Conservation Center the week of June 29th through July 3rd. July in Ojibwe is known as midsummer or half-summer moon, marking the halfway point of summer. The high temperature was a very summer-like 86 degrees Fahrenheit with a comfortable low temperature of 56. The woods and waters are at their peak with all things blooming and bursting with life. Our group heard but didn't see a barred owl. We encountered a painted turtle who found its way into the chef's garden where it was trapped. It was likely a mama looking to lay her eggs, so we let her out to complete her mission.
The big news was that we found the first monarch caterpillar of the season. It was a big one, That's about 2 weeks later than last year. Our observation is that there haven't been as many monarchs this year as in previous years. We noticed that there were very few mosquitoes, which is nice, but we wonder why. The wood ticks and deer ticks and horse flies, on the other hand, are plentiful. Our group saw and heard common loons on the lake, an unidentified large gray moth, bluebirds, a Cooper's hawk flying overhead, a large leopard frog, garter snakes, and a bunch of red and gray squirrels at the bird feeder. We named the largest gray squirrel Big Chungus. There are cocoons everywhere, and hornet's nests are springing up quickly and in lots of places. One of the highlights of the camp, we encountered a fawn during a nature hike. It stopped and stared at us for a few moments before running away. Pretty cool. We had a great week at summer camp and want to remind everyone to unplug, get outside, and live connected.
Thank you, Finley and Brecken. What a nice report, and what a nice experience for some kids coming up from the cities. Barred owl, they got to hear. Painted turtle, they found her in the garden and helped her out. What a nice thing to do. Monarch caterpillars, that's always exciting. There are not as many monarchs this year as there have been in the past. I had a conversation with my friend Dallas Hudson over in Akeley, and he said probably not seen 10 yet all year, and I am above that. I probably have seen 20, but certainly fewer than I would hope to. And right now there are a bunch of fritillary butterflies that are out that are tiny bit smaller than the monarchs, but they are also orange and black and sometimes can be confused with monarchs, especially if you don't get a good look at them sitting. Maybe they're flying by and you just go, oh, orange and black, must be a monarch. A lot of fritillaries that fit that description. They noticed, as I mentioned, very few mosquitoes, which is nice, but we wonder why. I think why is because it was dry for so long that during the time of year when many of those mosquitoes would be developing as little larvae, they were too dry to actually get active. So wood ticks, deer ticks, and deer and horse flies all out in force. The wood ticks and deer ticks at my house are kind of running downhill. I mean, I'm not seeing very many of them right now. And that's typical this time of year. There'll be a resurgence in late August and early September, and the deer ticks will hang on until probably November. But the wood ticks will just have one more crack at us, and it'll probably be, as I said, late August or early September, and then they'll be done for another year, and we won't miss them. And these lucky kids and their other campers got to see a fawn during a nature hike. That is pretty cool. I know if I come from a big city and got into the woods and saw a fawn, I would be pretty thrilled. It'd be pretty exciting. We heard from our good friends Axel and Pearl, who are spending their summer near Marcel, Minnesota.
Hi, this is Axel.
And Pearl Newstock.
The loon baby's growing.
The berries of the bluebead lilies are green.
The milkweed flowers are just blooming, and there are a few caterpillars on them. We saw a big garter snake.
We saw scarlet wax cap mushrooms.
The daisies are lining the road.
Yellow water lilies are gone, and white water lilies are in full bloom.
The arrow-leafed bindweed have beautiful white trumpet flowers and have just bloomed.
Bye!
Thank you, Axel. Pearl, great report. The loon baby is doing fine. That's always good news. I fret over them. I'm like an overly active grandfather who can't let go. I love the little loons, and I hope that they all survive. Milkweed beginning to bloom up there. Lots of daisies blooming. Lots of interesting things going on in the Marcel area, and those two, I'll call them kids, Axel and Pearl, are certainly in their element up there in that area and having a good time. Next, we're going to take a quick look at what Chad Caddett's students at Little Falls Middle School are seeing this summer. You can look at the pictures on their Instagram page. The Instagram link is Instagram.com/Little Falls Phenology. So Instagram.com and then /Little Falls Phenology. And that also ends with a slash, which I've learned over the years means that you should do that, because if you don't, you'll probably end up in computer hell somewhere.
Also, there are underscores between the words, so Little Falls Phenology, it looks like. Or good. Just you can just search for them, too, once you get on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm sure that would be a good use of your time. I'll be at the lake.
Well, I will say they make good use of Instagram.
They do, and I'm impressed because you think about it, students... typically, when they leave school in the spring, they don't think about school until fall. And that's not the case with Chad's class. The kids are contributing a lot of pictures. They have a picture of the sulfur cinquefoil, a snapping turtle that David D. got a chance to photograph. And David also took a beautiful picture of a barn swallow, which is a bird that I don't see all that often up here, but certainly is beautiful. And Chad had a picture of the stinkhorn fungus and also the purple prairie clover, which is a gorgeous little flower and is just now beginning to bloom down in the Little Falls area.
Yeah, beautiful pink, kind of a hot pink.
Sort of magenta with little yellow dots, the little stamens with the pollen on them sticking out of those flowers. It's pretty exciting. Other sightings that they have made down in Little Falls include house wrens, yarrow, mayflies, wild roses still blooming, and red elderberry. Up here, the red elderberry are definitely ripe, still not being eaten by any of the birds, and hopefully not by you either, because red elderberry is one of those plants that doesn't fall into the edible category. It's possible that some of you have figured out a way to eat them without the ill effects. But I do know that if you just went out and took a handful of red elderberries and threw them in your oatmeal, you would you'd see the oatmeal again real soon with the red elderberries pretty much intact. The elderberry has a lot of chemistry that prevents it from spending a long time in your body. It's coming out one way or the other, either the way it went in or the way most of the things that we eat come out. It's not going to stay in your body very long, so stay away from the red elderberry. Leave it for the birds. They'll enjoy it, and they'll survive the vicissitudes of red elderberry without, And we had from our final report this morning comes from last week's Season Watch newsletter. The weekly watch list highlighted four of the best name fungi found in Minnesota in July. And here are four of Charlie's favorites. And what's not to like about these? The red juice tooth, a white fungus that leaks red liquid, grows among the mosses and pine needles of coniferous forests. Also known as strawberries and cream, devil's tooth and bleeding tooth fungus. Lovely. The devil's dipstick, the stinkhorn family. This is a gift that keeps on giving to the gutter-minded mycologists. This species is red-orange with brown slime coating the tip. The slime attracts flies, which distribute the spores. The dog's nose fungus, or the dog's nose, let's see, dog's nose fungus is aptly named a black fungus with a wrinkly texture. It strongly resembles the look of a dog's nose. However, it'll leave black slime on your fingers if you touch it. And finally, among Charlie's four favorite named mushrooms of the summer, the ear pick fungus. There's no denying that the ear pick fungus looks like a lot like a creepily elongated hairy finger delving deep into an ear canal. They grow from leaf litter and fallen cones in the coniferous forests, especially near Scots pines. And there are some pictures with those. If you have not yet signed up for Season Watch newsletter, you should do that at KAXE.org. You won't be disappointed, especially with that kind of stuff coming your
way. I will say all of these, the pictures of all of these funguses look like what they say. The red juice tooth, all of it. The dog nose really does look like a dog nose. The ear pick, my goodness. Very, very aptly named.
There are a lot of mushrooms out there that are delicious. And then there are some that just look, you look at them and you go, not eating that. Well, that's our student phenology for this week. As always, if you have observations you'd like to share, please send them along. We'd love to hear from you.